every praise, we give it unto you. Every victory, Lord, we even give it unto you. We thank you for you have given us victory. Let us be a people, O God, that we can walk with our heads up, our shoulders square, but our faith wrapped up in you. Not on our circumstances, but our faith in you, God. So, Lord, we just thank you right now in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the shed blood. But Lord, we just thank you for rising on the third day. After descending, you ascended. That signifies to us, Lord, even though we may feel like we're descending, we're preparing to ascend. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you believe that you're getting ready to ascend, I want you to just give the Lord a praise. Come on. Give him a praise. We're going to ascend. Glory. See, when Jesus was removed from the cross and put into a borrowed tomb, he descended before he ascended. He went down before he went up. There's some things in your life that may look like you're going down, but you're getting ready to spring up. You're getting ready to spring up. Turn those lights on. Go ahead. There's a lot of times that we go through our walk in God and we begin to think that our downward progression is our ultimate end. But the reality is you have to get ready to get sprung up. The young man that was thrown into the tomb of Elisha sprung up. See, they thought it was over, but it's not over. Because God's getting ready to spring you forth. Amen. I've had conversation with individuals that these last storms that went through. I want you to hear this. There was 5 tornadoes. 5. We know that to be the number of grace. But there were no deaths. No deaths. Property can be restored. Whoever this is for, some of the property that may have been destroyed may be to your benefit. Because you'll come out better on the other side. You'll come out reinforced before you were standing before the storm. You may come out even stronger with a new foundation. Every wind of adversity comes from all different angles. But if you're rooted in the foundation of faith in the Word, everything that comes your way, you'll begin to see that he's rooting you even deeper into the very things of God. If you weathered the storm, get ready for a new season. What was attacked by way of natural wind and natural, what we would call, phenomenons of twisters. There was a twister that began the birth of a new church. It came in like a whirlwind through the house. You see, there's a birthing getting ready to take place because we've had a whirlwind go through the body of Christ. Some things have begun to enter into San Antonio, which the Lord said he was pouring out his grace. As he begins to pour out his grace, he began to pour out the fivefold ministry, and he sent it by way of the whirlwind. Oh, you're not hearing this. The whirlwind has entered into San Antonio to move away the things that have maybe had a tendency to be run down or maybe have a tendency to see some things that they couldn't see. But the wind is coming to reveal what was once hidden. What was once hidden is now going to be revealed. There's a whirlwind getting ready to birth some things in the spirit. The things that take place in the spirit begin to make things happen in the natural. See, what we have been praying for is a wind of change in San Antonio. We just don't like the way sometimes it happens, but God will send his power. He will demonstrate his glory. He will reveal by signs and wonders that he's heard the prayers of the righteous, and they availeth much. It may not seem like you're being heard from above, but God says, I've heard your cries. I've counted every tear. I've wiped away every tear, and I've counted it unto you unto righteousness because of your faith. The wind of change has entered in to San Antonio. It cannot be the same as it was before. There is something getting ready to be transformed. Something's getting ready to be birthed new and fresh for the things of God. We have yet to see it, but we believed it. See, you can't achieve what you cannot see. But if you see it in the spirit, you will achieve it in the natural. It hit the region of Heights, Alamo Heights. Speaking of the heights and depths, what God wants to do, he's coming into the region of the Alamo City, but he's coming from a height that he can pierce down into the valley and say, I am coming, I'm making a declaration. I am doing something fresh and doing something new. Can you not perceive what I'm doing? We look at storms and we get upset because we don't have an understanding of why they come. But the storm is to show you what was once hidden beneath the surface is getting ready to get turned up by the turmoil that has entered into your region. Because things have been stirred up. Something's getting ready to be loosed. Ooh, I know this is Bible study. But I just want to say what I hear by the Spirit of God. I have sent to you into this region, the region of San Antonio. I am moving out all kinds of witchcraft. I am driving out all kinds of spiritual wickedness. I am removing that curse that was spoken over this region. I am bringing in a fresh wind. I am driving things out. I am bringing a cleansing and a refreshing. No more can we be under a curse of witchcraft. For I am driving it out. This is a birth of a new San Antonio. When they came out of the upper room having the sound of a mighty rushing wind, they heard it from afar. They could hear it from within, but they began to feel it within their spirit. And what was once dormant because they sat for a long period of time, I'm here to tell you, God's getting ready to refire you. It is the wind that is getting ready to fan the flame that is within you. It hasn't been snuffed out, but you've been running on low oil. But God says, I've come to fill you up. Woo! Fill me up, Lord. I want more of what you have. Lord, I don't want to walk away saying I'm 3/4 full. I want to be full with what you have for me so that I can go and release it everywhere you send me. The wind is carrying me to a new direction. The wind is sending us to a new place. The wind is taking away the old and bringing in the new. Woo. Please hear this, please hear this. Whatever the enemy has meant for evil, the wind of God is represented by his breath, his pneuma, his ruach is breathing into you and beginning to bring life to the very promises that he's already spoken. Woo! here by the Spirit of the living God, we are experiencing something fresh and new. It is not strange that we've had more catastrophe by way of covering. Hear this, my God. Coverings have been attacked. What coverings is he talking about? Your house, your roof has been attacked. There's been some coverings that have been under attack that is needed to have a new decking so they can put on something fresh and something new. Because beneath the surface, you didn't know you had some cracks. You didn't know you had some damage. But because I'm removing the old, I'm replacing it with new. Woo! Maybe this may be a little deep for some, but I'm here to tell you, when the head gets attacked, the household and the covering, I want you to hear this and hear it clear. There is an ark that was in Obed-Edom's house. Because it was in Obed-Edom's house, his household was blessed. You see, that covering, the covering that you cover his presence. If you've been praying for your child, you've been praying for your marriage, you've been praying for your healing, you've been praying for your finances, and you've been coming under constant attack, it seems like it doesn't end, it keeps coming, and it gets to the point there's like a whirlwind around you, you just don't even know which way is up, which way is down, which is left, which is right. He says, I send the winds from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and I send it in your direction to bring a clarity that is necessary. Take your eyes off of the whirlwind and put your eyes upon me, because what is about to fall is a new mantle, fresh and full. And it's going to be a double anointing that will fall fresh on you. But you got to keep your eyes on me. Don't look at the whirlwind around you. Don't look at what looks so different and strange. Look to see what I'm about to do. Because when Elisha grabbed that mantle, he stripped himself of the old. He got rid of the old. He got naked before the Lord. I'm letting go of my old, and I'm putting on something fresh in you that fell from you, oh God. And I step back into that very call, into that very purpose. And everything that you call me to do, I will walk it out with you, oh God. This is a fresh mantle. It's a fresh anointing. And it will be a double portion that will be upon the body of Christ. Beloved, hear this by the Spirit of the living God. He's got to get rid of the old so we can put on the new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Woo! Will you make room for the new that is being dispersed? It is being dispersed upon you on the headship of the house. If you're the only one that is praying and fasting and tithing and believing, baby, he'll count it unto you and to your household, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your great-grandchildren, your great-great-great-grandchildren, because he's found one in the midst that knows how to stand in the midst of a storm. My God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hey! There was a young man that was short in stature, but he heard that Jesus was passing by. And Zacchaeus ran up that tree and he climbed to the very top to look upon Jesus, just to get a glimpse from a distance. He captured the window of his opportunity. He said, if Jesus is coming by, I don't want to miss it. I want to climb if I got to climb. I got to scrape if I got to scrape. If I got to get cut, I get cut. But I'm going somewhere just to see him go by. I'm taking my opportunity now. I'm not going to waste it. I'm not going to lose it. He began to climb, and Jesus began to look up and said, you there, son. Today, I must eat at your house. Today, I must come to your house. And the Bible says that his household that day was saved. My God, that day. as they sat there. You don't know what opportunity is coming by. You may have only heard a wind that was blowing in your direction. Maybe you heard it from afar, but you said, there's something that I've got to climb so I can get my glimpse through the window of my opportunity. I'm going to take my opportunity, and I'm going to seize it at that very moment. But he will take notice of my faith. And when he takes notice of my faith, he will say, come down from there. My God, come down from there. For today I must go to your house. Woo! Your house. I'm coming to your house. Scripture says, his house was saved that day. His whole household. His whole household. If you've got someone that is running off, running away, and scared, maybe today, seize that opportunity. Mere fact that we have people that are faithful to come. Faithful. He says, I'll bring a remnant unto me. As I draw them unto me, it is the remnant and who will bring the glory of God into the very place in which they are. I'm not looking for masses. I'm looking for the one that can hold me within their heart. You see, when he was walking and he was leaving Jerusalem, he was walking and he had a whole crowd following him. A whole crowd. How come he didn't say to the one that was next to him, or the one that was in front of him, or the one that was behind him, or the one to the left of him? But he had to look up to the sycamore tree, which the angels guarded, because it takes a long time for that sycamore to grow. So angels guarded the very opportunity that you would come into along the path for your journey. See, sometimes you think it's not going to happen, but he's had angels stationed around the very access point where Jesus would take notice of you as you climbed. You see, we don't understand why some things keep us at a distance. But it's in that time of the distance away from people that he makes you start to climb. And that climbing was just for him to see. Jesus knew all along where he was. But Zacchaeus needed to know where he was. If I just stay within my current circumstance, if I stay amongst the people and I never do something different, I'll never see a change. Let me start climbing up this tree. But I'm going to run ahead of the people. I see the crowd coming. Because if I don't start now, I'm not going to make it by the time they get here. And somebody may see what I'm doing. My God. Somebody may see as I'm climbing. They may outclimb me. I've just got to climb. Can I ask you something? Who was climbing with him? No one. Some things you got to do by yourself. Some things you got to climb by yourself. Sometimes when you think you're getting ready to lose that grip, you hear the sound that he's getting closer, and you start gripping yourself even harder. You grab yourself into position. You may be tired, but you grab hold to that branch, not knowing that he is the offshoot, the branch of Jesse. He is the very tree of life. And when you're holding on for dear life, he said, it is my life that is in you. I am the true vine. You are abiding in me, and I abide in you. Just hold on a little bit longer, because I'm coming in your direction. Don't miss this opportunity. Keep on climbing. You're only halfway there. Keep on climbing. You're about to rise above your circumstance. Before everybody can see you, you are about to rise. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you got to do it by yourself, climb by yourself. If you feel like nobody's there to help you, climb anyhow. It don't matter if you start to slip. He's going to grab you by the ankles and hold you where you're at. Holy Spirit, don't let me drop. He says, I didn't station these angels around this tree for too many years just to see you fall. I have them waiting on you. And every time you get tired, I got an angel ministering for you, giving you hope and reinstilling to you you that faith that you can make it when you don't think you can make it anymore. Woo! Hear by the Spirit of the living God. Where is my prophetic word, God? Is it coming to pass or not? Where is it, God? Keep on climbing, son. Keep on climbing. Keep on climbing. Because what I'm doing for you, you're going to be alone. You're going to think that you're doing it different. You're going to doing it wrong. And you're going to question my ways and my authority. But you're going to question it because you want to understand. You're not questioning it because you are being disobedient. You're questioning it because it's going against the grain. It's going against what you know, what you've been taught. But I am teaching you. The Holy Spirit teaches you all things. Don't lean on your own understanding, but lean on me and acknowledge me in all your ways. Watch what the Spirit of God is saying. I'm coming against everything that is trying to keep you in a place of mediocrity. You'll stay in that place of Lodabar, and you won't climb. You won't reach. You won't stretch. Tired. I can't. There's no one here to help me. There's no one with me to understand. How am I to go and talk to someone when they don't understand me? How am I to at least bounce this off of them and they don't understand me? But Lord, I feel you. I hear you. I sense that you're near. But what do I do, God? What do I do? There's too many of them that have been pressed against you, that are close to you. I don't feel like I'm close to you. He says, I don't need you close to me. I'm close to you. Climb. Climb. If you've got to run ahead and climb, climb. Don't listen to a religious spirit that says don't get ahead of God. But what if you got to get a head start? Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who this message is for. But this is something that the Spirit of God is saying. Run ahead. Climb. If you got to do it by yourself, do it by yourself. Don't look to the left or look to the right to see who is with you. Because not everybody can go where you're going. Not everybody can climb as you're climbing. Not everybody has a mountain that I've called you to be at. Not everybody has a place where I said, come unto me, beloved, come. They won't understand it. They'll look at you and say, you're a bastard child because you don't want to have a covering. My covering doesn't even understand me. My covering doesn't even know how to deal with me. My covering doesn't know how to speak to me. My covering doesn't understand the anointing. The covering doesn't understand my call. The covering doesn't understand what God is doing with me. What do I do, God? He says, climb. Climb. I will cover you. I will cover you. I will keep you, for I understand you. I know you're weary. I know you're tired. Climb. When you reach the top of all your effort because you just wanted a glimpse of me, now I will come and I will abide with you in your house. What you did not even ask, do. Because you did it alone. You did it when it was hard. You did it when it didn't make sense. But you remain faithful. Just climb. Just climb. Jesus, we're climbing. We're not stopping. We're climbing. Take notice, Lord. Those that have been faithful. Take account that those that still stand. Because we trust you. Even when we're climbing alone, we trust you. God, I thank you that you ministered to us. Let your fresh wind blow. Let the birth, oh God, of your new season. New day. Let your wind blow off the old so that we can receive the new. We're climbing. We're climbing. And we're not stopping. We're climbing. Lord, I just thank you right now for whoever this is for. That they receive. Not by way of just their mind, but their heart and their soul. So that their mind, will, and emotions can be transformed and renewed. Let us climb. And together as a remnant, O God, we will climb. As we cry out unto you in this secret place, you will answer and reveal in the public. And we thank you for it, Lord, that you are the covering that understands all. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that was not that. Whew. If you know that that was what God was speaking to your spirit, that this was my prophetic word, get to the altar. Get to the altar.
if you're recording, but in the recording.